Denmark Green Bay. ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House Oversight Committee subpoenaing the Justice Department for more files in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche also weighing whether to release transcripts from his conversation with convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's close confidant. High-level talks happening at the Kremlin on ending the war in Ukraine. ABC's Guy Davies has more from the Foreign Desk.
U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff has met with Russian President Vladimir Putin this morning. The pair was seen smiling and shaking hands. This is Witkoff's fifth visit to the Kremlin as the U.S. tries to secure a ceasefire in Ukraine. This Friday marks the deadline President Trump has set for Russia to end the war, threatening secondary tariffs and possible sanctions if Russia does not comply.
The Health and Human Services Department is canceling contracts and pulling funding for vaccines that are developed for respiratory illnesses like COVID and the flu. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a longtime vaccine skeptic, says vaccines that use mRNA technology will be halted. This is ABC News. UNICEF now says two of the three indicators of a famine have been met in Gaza, and by the time a full-on famine is officially declared, it may be too late to respond. This is the agency's Joe English.
I've done this work all around the world, and I can't think of another situation where, when I speak to my own colleagues in Gaza, they are hungry. Their children are hungry. They're going to bed hungry. They are waking up hungry, and they are doing their best to do their job to alleviate the situation as much as we can whilst they themselves are hungry.
It happens from time to time across Germany. This morning in Dresden, several neighborhoods and thousands of people from the city center have been asked to leave their homes and businesses as experts set to defuse a World War II bomb on site. The evacuation zone is nearly a half mile wide. Today also marking 80 years since the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan. Commemorations happening there today. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. For more than 50 years, it's been a sentinel along the shore. The USS Cobia is a living reminder of Manitowoc's submarine legacy. Here, between 1941 and 1945, 28 submarines were born in the heart of the war effort. While the Cobia itself was built in Connecticut, it shares its design with those crafted in Manitowoc. It's been a National Historic Landmark since 1986. The USS Cobia is a living monument, open to tours and even to sleepovers, but everyday wear and tear has taken its toll. A torpedo tube is missing its door. Zebra and quagga mussels, invasive species, have built up on the bottom. The whole vessel needs a fresh coat of paint. So next month, the USS Cobia will head to Sturgeon Bay, where it'll get its first restoration in nearly three decades. Alexandria Bowley grew up with the sub on the shoreline. She's now a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Maritime Museum, the sub's permanent home.
So the boat will be on stilts, and they will be able to get completely underneath, so that way they're able to get, for example, all of the mussels off of the bottom.
About a third of the cost of the dry dock is covered by Wisconsin taxpayers. The new state budget, signed into law last month, allocates $500,000 for it. The USS Cobia will leave home next month on September 4th. It'll take 11 hours to tug it to Sturgeon Bay, and there it'll be put on stilts and dry docked by professionals at Fincantieri Bay Shipbuilding. The restoration could take up to 6 weeks. In that time, Manitowoc will be missing a part of its history along the coast. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shali Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers take on the Braves for Game 3 of their series in Atlanta. The Brewers with a 7-2 victory last night, their fifth win in a row. Pat Murphy.
You really have to be disciplined right now. More than ever before, we got to be disciplined. It's how we play and the mindset we're in when we play, because circumstances say ball could have bounced the other way and we're not, those numbers aren't there. You know, you have to just be consistent in how you prepare and be attached to your process, not your results.
NFL, he's slated to be their starting defensive back to replace Jaire Alexander, but Nate Hobbs will miss all of the preseason games after having knee surgery over the weekend. It happened last Thursday in practice.
I'm just happy that it wasn't nothing more serious.
Was it meniscus?
That was a meniscus.
Okay, and right knee, I assume.
Right knee, yes, sir. I'm committed, as I say I am.
That's Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs with Sports on Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 85. Slight chance of a shower tonight, 65. Some showers and storms on your Thursday, with highs in the mid-80s. Sunny and hotter for Friday, low 90s. For Saturday, showers and storms, 92. Currently, 63 degrees.
Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell. At 6:07, good morning. I'm Dan Marcus on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. Rain. CCR. Suggesting we could use some. Crops, lawns.
stop making music like this? We don't know either.
News and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Good morning. If you're calendar challenged like me, it's Wednesday. Ever since the pandemic, you know, when I got out of the Monday through Friday go to work routine, and I've been calendar challenged. I have to stop and take a look at my computer and let it tell me what day it is. So pretty sure. Let me double check. I'm checking that little corner box down. Yeah, Wednesday. It's the 6th. It was 60 years ago today the Beatles released the album Help. 60 years for that. Mine. But going on locally, well, today, another Packer training camp practice. It opens up at 10:30. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always On Point.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 174-year-old Wisconsin State Fair is underway and is a finalist for USA Today's 10 Best list. Could it be the Cream Puffs? Here's Christy Chuckle with the fair.
The Cream Puff was created to showcase the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
The story of Cream Puffs never gets old, and now renovations of the former Cream Puff Pavilion, renamed the Dairy Building, will show off a new kitchen and more.
Watch them being made right there, right before you buy them. That's why they're so delicious.
The bakers known as Team Cream Puff will be able to crank out more than 400,000 during the fair. They're even adding chocolate cream puffs for the first time. And it turns out there's a secret to eating them.
just twist, open it. It doesn't necessarily squish all over, but some people just like to go for it.
So go for it and enjoy the tasty history of the State Fair. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles. I wanna hold your hand. The Temptations. My girl. Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
The Supremes.
Mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait.
Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW and Dan Marcus. I remember thinking, Sherry, he sings like a girl.
Sherry, baby, Sherry.
How does he do that?
Sherry, baby, Sherry, can you come out tonight?
Arguably one of the strangest endings to a song. What were they thinking? What were they drinking? Boone's Farm? Wild Mountain Grape, that was mine. I'm Dan Marcus, good morning. Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Keeping track of the smoke out there. Maybe some rain tomorrow night will help it.
Oh,
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. The Voting Rights Act is 60 years old today, and the Wisconsin League of Women Voters is marking the anniversary with an education event at the state capitol. Terry Barr has more.
The League is highlighting why the Voting Rights Act is a promise and needs to be protected, especially right now. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to hear cases which could change parts of the Voting Rights Act, including fair maps. Here's Wisconsin's League Executive Director, Deborah Krohn-Miller.
Our mission is to defend democracy and empower voters to elect your representatives. And those elected representatives are supposed to carry your voice to the Madison Capitol, to D.C., or to your municipal leader boards. And, you know, and when they fail to, that's the crisis that is the breach of our Constitution.
The Voting Rights Act is a federal statute which prohibits racial discrimination. It was signed into law by President Lyndon B. Johnson on August 6, 1965.
There are some big changes for high school sports this season. Sports director Jimmy Cuska has more.
High school sports are back, and there are plenty of changes for the upcoming school year in Wisconsin. A new policy allows for name, image, and likeness deals, meaning that high school student athletes can receive compensation for NIL. However, the new policy is extremely restrictive on who can pay a student and what products, services, or materials a student can endorse. Another new rule this year will require any spectator removed from an event to take an online sportsmanship course before being allowed back and after serving a one-game suspension.
Fall sports will begin competition this month and run through state championship events in October and November. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Sholly Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Today we're digging into a story that might hit close to home or at least the kitchen table. Ground beef prices are on the rise. Market advisor John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing walks us through what's causing the price hike.
Well, we just saw some stats over the night that U.S. ground beef to the retail consumer is actually hitting its historic highs this last week. Some of that might be tied to a little bit of tariff play. We did put a 50% tariff on Brazilian imports, and we import a lot of beef from Brazil. That usually goes into trim, so that may be one of the reasons why the hamburger price is going higher. Trim obviously is the ground beef that we see that hits stores and restaurants. So we'll have to really watch that going forward in terms of that cattle market. Just the supplies of cattle are not out there, and that's going to be something that keeps prices elevated.
Historic highs on ground beef, something you may be noticing this summer as you prep burgers for the grill. Market advisor John Heinberg joining us from Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. I've got more farm news on the way.
Join our friends from Wisconsin Farmers Union in Booth 607 and Midwest Farm Report at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days on Wednesday, August 6th at 2 p.m. Wisconsin Farmers Union is united to grow family agriculture. Visit wisconsinfarmersunion.com to learn more.
This year's Farm Technology Days is celebrating generations of progress August 5th through the 7th at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, Wisconsin. This year's show takes a glimpse into the future of agriculture with technology and technique. Visit WIFarmTechDays.org for a full schedule of events.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
It was a busy week for Wisconsin farmers with nearly six whole days suitable for field work. Harvest is underway for small grains and hay, while soil moisture remains mostly favorable. Nearly 80% of corn has reached the silking stage. That's 5 days ahead of last year. Corn and soybeans are both holding steady at 81% good to excellent, though that did dip slightly from last week. Soybeans are moving along with more than 80% blooming and more than half setting pods. That's ahead of both last year and the five-year average. Winter wheat harvest is 67% complete, running a bit behind. But potato harvest has just begun, and that crop quality is excellent, 96% rated good to excellent. And on the hay front, second cutting is nearly done, and the third is halfway there. That's according to the latest crop progress and condition report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Green Bay.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 85. Slight chance of a shower tonight, 65. Some showers and storms on your Thursday, with highs in the mid-80s. Sunny and hotter for Friday, low 90s. For Saturday, showers and storms, 92. Right now, it's 62.
Association, Along Comes Mary. What is that song about? It's about a girl. Is it about marijuana? Band didn't even know when they recorded it. Turns out the writer had to tell them, yeah, it's about marijuana. Along comes that kind of Mary. I get it now.
Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, 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 lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
News and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW FM. I'm Dan Marcus. Good morning. 6:44. The Supremes started out in Detroit. Just a bunch of high school girls that got together and sang, and they had some friends. They called themselves the Primettes, and they had some friends, a guy group called the Primes, and so they did a lot of gigs together, performances, and then the Supremes, the Primettes changed their name to the Supremes, and the Primes changed their name to the Temptations, and I've got one of the Temptations' best songs coming up in a few minutes here on WGBW, playing some of the best music ever made, including, well, just so you know,
Let Me Be Frank Productions. This is the final week for their production of Found My Thrill on Scray's Hill. And I see a poster here in the studio for the show. And is that Frank? It's, Frank looks good in a dress. If you know Frank, and who doesn't, right? Yeah. I took a keen listen to the news with, or excuse me, the weather with Corey Hartman when he gave it a few minutes ago, and he said the forecast into Saturday called for showers and storms and a high in the 90s. That's the day the Jets are in town for a preseason game. So just heads up, you might want to have a, you know, some kind of parka handy because you can't take umbrellas into Lambeau. But yeah, Saturday forecast says some much needed rain may be on the way. We could get some tomorrow night too. We'll have more details on that coming up on WGBW.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always On Point.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
97.9 FM. Last night, as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights, try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand. But she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Go take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, oh, address it to my wife.
Promised you some Temptations. This is one of their best. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
waiting, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow. Are you trying to prove it ain't true that your life has kicked you? It's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line. Hey!
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Car show coming up this weekend. I'll tell you where and when in a few minutes.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Every day the sun.
Well, I can't.
tunes and timeless hits. We are like prom and homecoming and Sadie Hawkins and spring break all rolled into one. 97.9 FM WGBW.
Teardrops for one heart to carry on.